We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Twitch chat. Cody, did you see the Braves almost lose last night? What happened?
What? Hold on.
Did the Braves play last night?
Yeah, they were up. When I went to bet, it was 25-8. So,
are they being sarcastic?
I hope that's not a thing.
Did you see the Braves almost lose last night?
Yeah, I was going to say, No, yeah.
All right, well, he was being sarcastic?
Because the Braves scored 18 of their 29 runs via home runs.
What?
So, and when they hit a home run, it drove in 19 runs. Or 18 runs. That's ridiculous.
People asking for an update on your cosmic brownie as
wow.
Well.
Wow. That's gone. I ate it.
But where did you find it?
It was mushed in the blanket. It was all compressed and had like, you know, line marks in it.
Yeah.
From God knows what was pushed into it.
There wasn't even a thought. You just
no.
Yeah, that was going in your tum tum.
I set it right on the edge of the counter. I was like, I'm gonna eat that. Don't do anything with it.
You gotta make the announcement. That's not garbage.
That garbage brownie that looks like garbage is not garbage. I'm going to eat that garbage brownie.
That is not a garbage brownie, so just so you know.
If you could please not throw away my garbage brownie.
Nobody had any interest in it but you.
Nope.
I hate to break it to you.
Nope.
Cody, can I get that garbage brownie? No.
Hey, did you sleep on that brownie?
Can I get that?
Can I get a fall off that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Have some.
Go ahead, man. Take a rip.
Have some.
What, are you going to finish your brownie, or...
You want to share that?
With a little,
chest hair brownie, or no?
Is it, like, well, you're going to be selfish and eat the whole thing, or...
Like, who knows? For all I know, the head of my penis could have been pressed up against it all night long.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
I'm just snacking on it.
Your whole time.
That would have been great.
Penis, so it's not somebody else's penis. It's yours.
Mine. Yeah, that came out to 29-9, so.
Oh, all right. So they're being sarcastic.
Don't scare
Coco like that, you guys.
Don't do that.
Get home yesterday. It was a day. It was the first day of school for my kids. Obviously, it's going to be different. There's a lot for them to discuss.
And they both went.
They have 5 days a week school. And it was... Obviously, NBA Jam, I love you. Sorry, I'll be over. We'll be over a little later. It was obviously a day. It's different.
Yeah.
It's a change, all right?
Yeah.
Teachers are learning. Kids are learning. It's a day. So they were complaining the whole way home.
Do they like it, though?
I think they did. I think they're happy to be back and seeing actual other kids besides their mom and dad. So I had still picked up the house was still in shambles from the previous dog poop Roomba accident.
I heard that on the way in.
Yeah.
It was on the back wash.
Yeah.
Still funny.
And remember how I said yesterday that I had to take apart, like, I had to take the vent off to clean that.
Yeah.
The Roomba's dead.
No.
I can't keep calling it a Roomba. It's a shark, but it's dead. It won't even power on now.
It's too bad.
I think I broke it, but whatever.
Hey, sometimes those things have, like, unknown warranties.
Yes. Maybe I'll give them a call. So... The point of this story is that the vent was out.
Yeah.
We're all home. It was a stressful drive home because the kids are all blah, 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 school.
Yeah.
Now they're playing with the dog. And they're playing with his tennis ball.
Uh-oh.
And I hear, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And they go, Daddy, the tennis ball just went down in the heating system. And I'm like... I don't know where that duct goes.
Yeah, I don't know
or
that
how
does.
Far a ball would roll. So now I've got to fit because the vent cover was off, so it was just a wide open hole in my floor.
Yeah.
So now I'm in my basement yesterday. It's 100 degrees.
Ugh.
And I'm trying to find in the duct where a tennis ball might be. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I got to call like an HVAC guy now? Did it go all the way? Like, what if it rolls all the way to the furnace?
I think then it would just burn up.
right?
You can't just burn up and light my house on fire, wouldn't it? Or melt a tennis ball.
I think it would just like burn it up, melt it. You might.
Well, I found it, by the way.
Maybe smell something.
Yeah, no? I don't need any help. Thank you. But I did find it. But I had to take apart a duck. cursing Freddy's name the whole time. It wasn't his fault. None of these issues are his fault.
Yeah.
The poop, I mean, yeah, he pooped.
Yeah, that's his fault.
He didn't turn a robot vacuum on.
Yeah.
He didn't take the vent cover off the vent.
I do like how the kids decided to play with Freddy right there.
Yeah. Right by the hole.
Yeah. Shocker.
But he has this weird ability where, like, if you throw him his tennis ball, he can bounce it into the least appropriate location. Like, he'll jump up to catch it,
yeah,
and it'll bounce off his nose.
And go flying.
Shatter a vase. Go down the ductwork.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. That was a me thing.
Batch, Odell Beckham Jr. is really jealous of your house, Josh. Is he into being pooped on? Is that a true story?
All of a sudden, they had these women on this random podcast where I feel like they're all trying to one-up each other with
lies or
stories about athletes and stuff. Because I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, people do like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. But that's going to be one of those where...
OBJ like that?
Where just because she said it, I'm not going to take her word for it. You know what I mean?
Like, I kind of need evidence, right?
Yeah. And I'm not going to take his word for it if he comes out and be like, no, I don't. Well,
I don't know that for sure.
Who knows? That's very gross and private, so yeah. I wouldn't admit that either. But watch it. Did you watch that clip of...
No.
It's like she's proud of it. It's like that's...
No, that's weird. That's weird, man.
Congrats, sweetheart.
Like, yeah, like, honey, you're not innocent in this.
Good job, yeah.
You pooped on a guy.
It's because now you're doing and I'll turn around, ow. Like, that ain't hot.
No,
and it doesn't make you badass.
No.
It makes you kind of, willing to do really degrading things for money. Sex is one thing, but when that turns into, well, why don't you take a dump on me?
Yeah, I ain't here to party like that.
And then now it's like,
all right. Well, we got lots to get to. It's a busy Thursday show. Wow. It is Thursday, and we'll be here tomorrow. I mean, we'll be here tomorrow. Yay! We are your home for the Buffalo Bills. 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. We are your home for Syracuse Athletics. If you're listening in the Utica area, 94.9 K Rock.
Nice.
That game is 1 o'clock on Saturday, I believe. Yes.
Noon? Probably more around noonish. Well, 12-something. That's usually if they start then.
But I do believe that I sense a boner in this studio because tonight starts NFL football, does it not? Who plays tonight? I knew I sensed a boner. I had a boner sense on, and I knew there was a boner in this room.
Oh, it's so good. It's a matchup of the awesome playoff game from last season of the Texans and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Oh, it's going to be so good.
What time is that?
It's like 8 o'clock, so it's going to be until, midnight.
Are you going to stay up for it?
Oh, yeah. It's worth it. It should be like 50-something to 40-something. That? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. Attaboy!
Oh, just so much fun. It'll be a good game. We did our Galaxy draft here for fantasy football.
Yeah, how was that?
And it was good. I got some good players, and it's funny. Tonight, I'm going head-to-head with a guy that has Deshaun Watson. So I have Patrick Mahomes. He's got Deshaun Watson. And tonight, it's Patrick Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
That's only a one in, whatever chance, math works.
What were you and Brent Axe talking about? Like, Josh Allen being undervalued with the Bills this year?
Yeah, as I like to throw shade at the Bills just as much as the next, not Bills fan, but I also give them props when I think they're going to be good. And I did two fantasy football drafts this year. In the first one I did, he went for as low as you can possibly go, just about.
Wow!
I don't understand what happened, but you bid on a guy for $1, and then somebody else bought another dollar, so he went for $2. And I said, that's the steal of the draft right there.
Wow.
Because Brian agrees with me that he has potential to be like a top 10 fantasy football quarterback.
Yeah.
We might not be the best, and he might not win as many games as they want, but he'll throw for a bunch of yards, he'll throw for a bunch of touchdowns, and he'll run in touchdowns, which always gets you more yards.
Yeah.
So, and he's got somebody to throw to now with Stephon Diggs. They got a couple decent running backs. Their defense is always, you know, pretty good. So, however, they are one of the only teams, I think, that's going to suffer from no fans.
Why? Because they get hyped up by them?
Yeah, I think that is a... That
Does
is
tonight's
a,
game have fans?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because the,
they're all
the,
spread
the,
out.
The Chiefs will have some fans. Where else did I see will have some fans? Oh, that college football.
Yeah.
LSU's going to have some fans. So...
Yeah, Josh Allen was a 99 in Madden.
Really?
Is that a good... I don't know what that means.
That's as top as it can...
Yeah, high as it goes.
Yeah.
Buffalo sucks. All right, thank you.
I mean,
team
that's...
Team is stacked this year.
They should be pretty good this year. They should be pretty good.
Text line says he's the biggest maybe on the Bills. He might come out and kill it with a great team he has, or he'll choke and everyone will see his true colors.
Oh, his arm power is 99
right, gotcha.
Overall. But
gotcha.
They have potential too, because the Patriots are still, they're still going to be good. Everyone's kind of, oh, nope, that's it. They're done. Patriots are done. Cam Newton's still pretty good. Mm-hmm. The Patriots still be good. But the Bills have a shot to go pretty far.
When do we get to see Tom Brady for the first time this year? Is that a Sunday game?
Yeah, they'll be Sunday at, I don't know what time, but they're playing right out the gate, the Saints. So if that's in New Orleans, it's probably maybe a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, 4:25 on
same
Sunday.
Same time as the Cowboys. Son of a gun.
4:25 on Sunday.
But yeah,
Cody, did you see FanDuel DraftKings has snake draft? What does that mean? Season-long teams this year?
Yeah, you can like kind of have your own fantasy team through DraftKings or FanDuel. I was looking. I don't like right off the bat betting a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I like to kind of start real low.
Yeah.
Like real low, like
yeah.
a dime.
Yeah.
And kind of work my way up to if I'm, you know, drunk before the game starts, I can gamble. Then I maybe put like a dollar here or there.
Yeah.
But those contests are like $3. And I mean, yeah, it goes the whole season, but that's a new, usually it's, you know, you pick quarterback, running back, wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You're done after the week.
Yeah.
This is now, it's like a continuous thing to
I'm
where.
I'm freaking out about money right now because for some reason, my cell phone bill, I paid it and my bank account shows it's paid. But in the app, it says I owe them like $550. And I'm like,
weird.
You took my money. I don't owe you $550.
No.
I don't got $550,
right.
Bruh.
Sorry.
Turn it off. I don't got to talk to anybody.
Have a bye.
Sorry. So I don't know. I got to figure that out today. That woke me up this morning with a text from AT&T.
Who knows? They're probably jacking everything too. Spectrum's also doing that as well. Because why not?
Why not?
Why would you not when you're a
people are all
half-ass place?
Yeah, dude. I got to... Holy cow. The photo coming out of Colorado going from 100 degrees to a 12 to a foot snowstorm in 48 hours is unbelievable.
Everything from there west.
Yeah.
It's the apocalypse out there.
Cody was showing me photos of his buddy that lives out there, and like they were camping on Sunday, right?
Yep.
With shorts and tank tops, and then
her husband's got an air mattress over his head.
Yeah.
They were sleeping out in a tent outside, and then literally the next day, it's...
My little brother is in Colorado right now for a wedding, and his photos have snow.
Snow behind him. And when he goes to leave... Hope he brought shorts if he's staying.
Because it's going
to
be hot again?
It's supposed to be in the next couple days. It's supposed to get back up into the like upper 80s out there.
We broke the planet, guys.
What I'm saying. So it's going to do all of that and then melt immediately and flood. What is going on? You didn't watch Stranger Things.
No.
It's literally the upside down world out there.
Is it?
That's what that looks like, where it's like their demonic hell, just about.
Uh-huh.
It looks like, you know, the skies
are
red.
Yeah, the red. Yeah.
It looks like there's ash and snow everywhere. It's like, oh, good. It's literally hell out there now.
I was talking about that in on Whiskey Wednesday last night. Like, if all these fires were really started from that gender reveal.
I was thinking about
those guys,
that.
Those people are effed.
They
got to go to jail, right?
You're in jail for the rest of
like,
your life.
Right? Your life is over.
But they didn't. I don't understand. I mean, did they do anything illegal?
That's my other point, is what? How is that any different than I had a campfire and then it got loose? And
well, out there, I don't know. I don't think you can.
Oh.
That's what I would, like, I don't think you can do whatever they did.
I don't have enough info on it.
Like, I don't think you can have a fire.
Yeah.
You can't flick a cigarette butt. You can't have a small brush. You know, you can't do that type of stuff.
But
so.
Then Love Child last night was saying something like the fires had started before that gender reveal. So I don't know.
Well, I saw some of them were because of that. That definitely is some of them.
It was like, just natural fires.
But then, like I was telling you, there's other ones a couple states away.
Like Oregon has fires, too.
Yeah, so I think some of them are natural and some of them are, well, you know, not natural, but, you know,
right,
not
happen.
Gender reveal party.
Right.
Yeah, it literally looks like that out there.
Like that red sky behind us, yeah. It's insane.
So weird.
What's Off-Road sending us? This is California, just south of San Francisco. Yeah, look at that sky Off-Road sent us on the text line.
Unbelievable.
315-364-100 on K-Rock text line.
Yeah, those Australia fires, dude. Yeah, someone set those. Remember, that was like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like a weird, not terrorist thing, but...
Well, if that's the case, yeah, you're going to jail forever.
Because I thought that I saw that they had to... They were going to be charged, like not charged. They were going to have to pay for damages.
Yeah, but at this point,
that was before it was millions, and now did you see three people dead?
Yeah, right. Like you, people died because of your actions,
is
I think
not involuntary manslaughter.
I don't know, Chief Chuck. He's our fire. Oh, fire plug. My brother was just out there on vacation, and it was a fire ban statewide in the state of Colorado. They couldn't have a camp or anything in renting a cabin.
So, yeah, I wonder. What the hell?
Yeesh. But if I learned anything from McMillions, because I finally watched McMillions, is it's like, if they try to say, oh yeah, you got to pay back $500 million, they know you're never going to pay it back. Like yeah. These people from McMillions who like defrauded McDonald's for millions of dollars, they pay like $137 a month.
Oh.
They're just on a payment plan.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like if I sued Cody for $20 million, he ain't going to have to, well, he's got that.
Choke
clearly. But it's like they know he ain't going to have that, so just get him on a $100 payment plan or whatever.
Huh.
At this point, text line. At this point, the tiniest spark burns your state down every year. You think it's time to stop making sparks. That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, there's all that underbrush and stuff that doesn't get cleared out. I know that there's, like, supposed to be natural wildfires in California, but I don't know how any of that works.
Well, it's why you got to go in and rake them.
You got to rake them out, man. But it's like, at this point, if I lived in California and every year I watched my entire state light on fire, I'm gonna be like, hey, man.
You know what I'm not going to do?
I'm not going to start little fires.
What did they do exactly?
What?
How?
I don't know.
Did they shoot something?
I don't know. I really should know more about the story. All I saw was the headline.
Well, I keep reading things and it just says that it'll just skim it. You know what I mean? The headline will get me of wildfires started by gender reveal party, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll read the article and won't mention anything. And then it skips right into Oregon and Washington fires. And I'm like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, reading's gotten real hard lately. Like, it'll start
with words.
Yeah, but it's like they'll start saying something in an article and they give me all this backstory. Just give me the information.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me. Yeah. I'd like the deets.
I want the information. Stop trying to fill a whole page with letters.
Right? Yeah.
Just give me the goddamn information.
Give me the deets and then don't repeat the same paragraph three different times.
If it's four lines, it's four lines.
Because you're looking to fill up a quota.
Yeah. All right. Hey, bro, you like fog? Heard you like some fog.
Yeah. A
little fog out this morning.
I don't mind. It's like the clouds are melting.
Oh.
Yeah. North of Syracuse. Yeah. Cicero's really bad.
What is it? I saw on the news, it says something like 10-mile visibility. I don't know what that means.
You can only see 10 miles in front of you. That's usually pretty good.
But why would I need to see 10 miles? Like, where am I going?
Yeah, right? That's, what am I, Superman? I literally can see 10 feet in front of me.
Where am I going? I'm
going
to get up on top of a mountain and 10 miles? Come on now.
I can see that billboard over there. It's about as far as I need to go.
I'm a busy guy. I don't got time to be looking at
Come on. All the day to be scanning the horizon.
Just sitting around scanning things.
Let me just. My hand in my
there
head.
There we go.
Scale,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Land hole.
You see the newest
pirate?
I always hope that I'm on the right side of history, Cody, but there's a new conspiracy on Facebook now, and that's like where all conspiracies are.
Yeah.
That those temperature guns that we use outside are giving us brain damage.
How?
I don't know.
It's a thermometer.
Yeah, but like they find like... These people that start these like conspiracies give like really interesting infographics and they point to parts of your brain and they're like pointing a laser at this part of your brain, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, man. One of these days they're going to get me on one of these things.
I know, but that's that one. Okay, what are we supposed to do
then?
What
do you want me to do, man? What do you want me to do?
You know what I mean? That's, well, you got to be taking your temperature else. You can't do anything. take your temperature, though, you're going to die.
What should I do?
I'm with you, text line. Can people just be done with Facebook? I know we talked about this at the exact same time yesterday, but I'm with you 100%. Everybody was posting about The Social Dilemma, which is, I guess, on Netflix. They're like, every single review I read yesterday is like, if you watch this documentary, you're getting off Facebook. If you watch this, you're off.
Well, there,
has anybody watched it?
What else could I...
Where else can I go?
Or, no, I mean, what... They're not like... It's not like Hitler is still alive and he's actually running Facebook. Mm-hmm. We know, like, what don't we know about Facebook? We know everything. We know everything they're doing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I gotta watch this doc.
But that's what I'm saying, though. What do you expect? What could they possibly tell you that you don't already know?
I don't know.
That's not some crazy conspiracy. They're tracking our data. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's algorithms. We know that. Mm-hmm. They have agendas. We know that.
Yeah.
What else? You know
I don't know. I don't know. I want to know if anybody's watching it. It came out like a week ago.
That's weird.
Everybody's sending me the Netflix doc Tread, which was about the Killdozer. I feel like I already watched that. That was on Prime, I think.
Yeah, something else came. Or didn't something else come out with that or something?
Yeah, I think this movie Tread was already on Prime. Yeah, you can't get Cody and I brain damage because we shoot the gooch. We don't even do our forehead.
We take the temperatures of our buttholes.
Yeah.
Get right up on there and then...
We go out to our lobby, like kindergartners, take our pants all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take the temperature thermometer and shoot the gooch with it.
Yep. I go out there, drop chow, and hold up the shirt and go, can't God shoot my butthole.
You know what, Joe? We joke about shooting the gooch, but my wife just got one of those thermometers at home. I'm going to go home and shoot my gooch tonight because I want to see if the difference in temperature.
Not even your gooch. Do your actual butthole. Like it's, you know
how?
What I mean?
I'm going to
just go lower.
So I got to spread my cheeks and shoot it, or do I need to like have my wife help me?
If you put your leg,
honey,
like put your leg up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I mean, you can kind of maybe spread with one hand and then get
in there. And that's when I die of a heart attack.
Or what if you see, right? What if you sit down? Maybe if you sit down
and spread them,
crouch. Like get real, real low.
But that's, I still can't, like, all right, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? And then, instead of shooting like pew, pew with your trigger finger, you're going to have to pew, pew with your thumb.
Yeah. I'm going to have to Kurt Cobain it on my gooch. You're just going to, yeah, she's definitely leaving me text line. 100%.
Yeah, that's it.
This is
over.
She's going to walk into the house today, see me buck ass naked trying to take her new thermometer gun to see if what my temperature on my butthole is. Buddy.
There's nothing else I can. There's no other way.
Honey, do you want me to have COVID or not? Like, you obviously purchased this for a reason, so...
You're the one that made us watch Bill Nye the Science Guy reruns the other day.
Either you're in or
Bill,
you're out.
Bill, check in my butthole temp.
Divorce papers are being signed right now.
Yeah, this is just like, goodbye.
Josh just said Kurt Cobain the gooch too soon. I apologize. I apologize. It maybe is too soon for that kind of commentary. Please, please don't go to the Cheesecake Factory for a burrito.
Yeah, they got a burrito there.
Go there and get cheesecake. But if they
and
you're
a burrito,
but there's a million better places to get a burrito than the Cheesecake Factory.
Does a million better places also have cheesecake?
I guess if you can only make one stop. I know you're very pressed for time.
I don't have.
I know you're. I know that you're extremely busy after we do this.
What am I supposed to, you think I just got all willy-nilly time between noon and the football game at 8:30?
No, I know.
Get out of here. Are you crazy?
You got a lot going on. I understand that, but I'm just saying you're in the Twitch chats. You're going to go to the Cheesecake Factory for this whatever, this pumpkin thing that you see.
It's got pecan pie and then pumpkin cheesecake on top of it.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'll get a burrito while I'm there. I'm like, dude.
It holds together real well.
Yes. Of all the places to get a burrito, the Cheesecake Factory is not one of them.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory. That's a good idea, dude.
Hebner, you're making shots. Okay, if you don't watch the Twitch, we allow you them to shoot they can tell us where to shoot our basketball.
Wait till we're painted.
And Hebner says, hold the ball in your ass and shoot it. Like, what?
What does that
mean? We're not magicians, man. Like, I shoot it from my butt? I don't even know what that means, Hebner. All right.
You're like this.
That almost went. That almost went, but all right.
That would have went. That would have been it.
315-364-109-KROQ. Text line.
Yeah, let me find a picture of this for you.
We'll talk lunch break because, and then another thing came out of that Jelly Belly story. Like, you know how yesterday we said the crazy old man?
Yeah.
It's
not real.
It's exactly what you said. You're not winning a Jelly Belly factory. You're winning, like, a random I'll tell you about it.
I thought maybe they just give you some candy that was in it.
It's so dumb.
Like, here, you can go through and scoop out some unprocessed jelly beans. Twitch, Jeremy, that literally is Syracuse's answer to them just closing off all of our roads right in front of us
what
for
do they
days. Because he's like, well, if you know where to look, parking's free and a lot of parks in Syracuse.
Yeah,
but we work here. But I really think that the downtown, the city of Syracuse literally is like, yeah, but you can park a lot of places. We have plenty of parking in downtown Syracuse.
But I don't work six blocks over.
No, I have a parking lot. I have a space. I like to get to it on a Friday or a Monday.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Tomorrow's our first Friday working. Like, so what is this going to look like? How do we get down here?
Do they close it on a Thursday night or do they do
it today
Friday
night? That it's closed tomorrow. I got to move a barricade, guys. Like, I work here.
I'm not going to go park over where we have, like, Taste of Syracuse, the main stage and everything. You know what I mean? I'm not going to park in a parking garage. I'm not going to park in the Clinton Street parking garage.
No, I work here.
Like, I work here with a parking lot here.
It's paid for.
I'm not going to pay to park in your lot across the street. Like,
I'll have to move something tomorrow.
You know what I mean? Like, get out of town.
I know the guys putting the signs up aren't to blame. They're just being told what to do.
No.
But
yeah.
It's such a weird thing. I mean, I don't mean this to poo-poo on it, but is anybody even coming down here to eat? Like, I've never seen photos of people down here eating on the weekends.
Not outside.
Not
in the road. And it's like three restaurants right here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna close barricade the streets. Like, Rez, that's the problem. We can park anywhere we want to, really.
Yeah. Twitch is asking, why is it barricaded off? All summer, they've been closing Armory Square to traffic on the weekends.
Yeah.
So the restaurants can put tables outside, which, God bless them. If they can make some money off that, awesome. But they do it on Thursday, and they don't pick it up until, like, Monday at 8 a.m. So doing the morning show Friday and Monday, we can't physically get here.
Yeah, they barricade every possible way to get onto the street.
So then I got to get out of my car, move barricades, drive around barricades. It's just weird.
And it's not
I know that there's only, like, you know, it's not a million people trying to get to this office, but there's people upstairs, too. I don't know how they get down here.
Yeah, but it's still enough to where they really could give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
If an entire building of people they don't know that the building next to us is empty or the building over there is empty. You know what I mean? They just assume, they'll figure it out.
Right.
Oh, well, for them. Excuse me?
So that George and Marge can get a bowl of Possibilities pasta on this weekend? I don't know.
It's like, no. And it's not even like just the, because I would just move the metal, you know, concert style old WWF style barricade if it was just that in the road, but they put
like heavy concrete
huge
barricades.
Actually, they have to move them with a forklift barricade.
I would drive over the curb. You can with yours, but my little Golf can't go.
Yeah,
over
now
curb.
That you have your Golf, you literally have to get out and move the barricades. Yeah.
Anyways, I know that it's where nobody can relate to what we're talking about because it's just this building that's affected. But it is this building that's affected.
It's just weird.
Okay, boomers. We got okay, boomer. We deserve that. So, we talked yesterday about the Jelly Belly factory.
Yeah.
And that guy who was going to give away a Jelly Belly factory, and Cody and I just called him old and senile because in the audio, he's like, hey, you're going to release a necklace in every state.
You're going to be a treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where all the necklaces are? And he jingles a fanny pack that dangles kind of weirdly in front of his crotch. Come and get them!
So, I don't know how to break this to you, Cody.
Oh, no.
But David Klein, the old man.
Is that Willy Wonka's real name?
Yes, David Klein.
Knew it.
David Klein, the old man who made the video saying, I'm going to give away a Jelly Belly factory. While, yes, he is the founder of Jelly Belly, He sold the his steaks in Jelly Belly 40 years ago and has no authority to give away any Jelly Belly, anything.
Somewhere that factory in Florida is like, is he talking about here?
I've locked the door. Locked the door. Outside, I'm handing you the tour like a Willy Wonka.
Come on.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. I got necklaces.
Close it. Turn the lights off.
I can imagine was the most startling news to the Jelly Belly people.
Right, or the person in charge.
Like the
board of directors.
Who's David? He founded Jelly Belly, but we bought him out 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's like a mom and pop guy owning something. My grandma made fudge in her basement,
now,
but then they sold it
100
years ago. Yeah.
Guy Otis Spunkmeyer or whatever made those cookies.
And, right, yeah, now the Spunkmeyer child can't come up and be like,
all right, I'm giving away the company now.
Guys, if you can find my necklace that I hid somewhere in a state, you can have all the Spunkmeyer cookies you want.
Like, no, I don't think that's how that works.
No.
So, okay, yes, Twitch chat. He does technically own a different candy company.
Oh, he's got?
Called Spectrum Confections. In no way is it related to Jelly Belly.
Sweet Pea, I got news for you. I didn't read the story at all.
Sweet Pea, I'm getting there. Sweet Pea, are you new here? Do you not know how this show works? I give you the overlying funny parts of the show, of the topic.
Yeah.
And then I give you the information.
I looked at the pictures.
But even if we didn't, quote, read the whole story, the overlying headline is, dude cannot give away a Jelly Belly factory. He can't. He doesn't have one.
It's not his.
Yeah, and Cody can't read. Come on, you new here? So Jelly Belly had to release a statement.
Yeah, going,
No. Like, my aunt worked at Nestle in Fulton for a little while. Could I just have given away Nestle?
Yeah.
Guys, I hit a bunch of necklaces in Fulton.
Yeah.
If you find them, you win the Nestle factory.
It's yours. But it's in Aldi's now. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's your first clue.
Wink.
Huh?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Get out there.
Cut to Aldi's headquarters. Okay, there's a guy who's giving away one of our Aldi stores because it used to be a Nestle factory that his aunt used to work at in the 80s.
Yeah.
We got to put a statement out, I guess.
He's here. He's just standing out in the parking lot.
He's here now.
Hey!
Hi!
I had a necklace in your bathroom!
Congrats!
Huh?
Excuse me. I was in your pooper, and I found a necklace, and it says I own this Aldi now. So, if y'all could pick it up and move it out, this is mine.
Is this a guy at a gas station holding one of the keys
on
the board that goes to the bathroom, and he's standing out in the parking lot? If you find a necklace, you can own this store. And the clerk's going, that's the bathroom key. You got who this guy is. Who wants to own this franchise? Well, he's got a board with a key. It looks like it's to the bathroom.
So, yes, while you will not be getting a Jelly Belly factory.
That's what you think.
Nor anything related to Jelly Belly. You will win one of Spectrum Confections factories in Florida.
And even that still is probably like, the guy's like,
wait.
So we're just going to give a factory to a dude or a lady?
Yeah, none of this checks out as a good idea.
Because what's crazy is, text line, the golden tickets are the necklaces that we speak of. It's no one told this guy through all of this that Willy Wonka is a book.
Well, if Bill can do it, I can do it. Sir, he's not. He's not real.
He's like, well, it's better than my other failed thing where I took all those kids to that island and they freaking killed each other.
I know. What the hell?
I don't know what happened with that. Come on, Boo Radley. That's his dog.
Wow, Cody doing very deep literature jokes. Wow, holy cow. What? I believe there was a Lord of the Flies reference in there. I believe there was a To Kill a Mockingbird reference in there.
I had a necklace and a chiffon robe.
Okay, see, now there's a Tom Sawyer reference in there.
But I mean, if you want me to go whitewash a fence.
I like that the only book references Cody and I can make are books that we were required to read in eighth grade. We know nothing about a book. Any book that has been written or released that was not told that we had to read that for English class.
Right?
We didn't read it.
I weirdly read all of the classics because I thought I would have to. Like, growing up, I was like, I'm going to have to probably read all these for something.
Yeah.
So I would casually read, you know, I read, like, Moby Dick and Tale of Two Cities, which, dear God, it's one of the worst books ever. It's so long.
Okay.
But then once I got into college and they're like, no, you're not going to, what do you mean?
You don't need those.
I just kind of, like,
stopped.
If it wasn't a wrestler's autobiography, if Shawn Michaels didn't write a book about
How does this pertain to me in any way?
So, who's your favorite? Some of your favorite authors? Mick Foley is pretty. Yeah, writes pretty good.
He had a good book. That was a good book.
They were good books. That was a good book. But right, yeah. Once we were well, you're done having to require to read these things. I was like, oh, cool. So reading is no longer my white whale.
Yeah, yeah. The only way Cody and I are reading a new book is if Mr. Krabs comes in and assigns it to us.
Right.
Like, we have to be assigned reading.
Well, even then, my last assigned actual, like, book reading, I didn't do because I thought it was stupid. I didn't understand it. When you went to Oswego, did they make you read that fat McDonald's book?
No.
That was required reading from senior high school college.
They started that after I left.
It was so baffling. They were like, you got to read that Fast Food Nations book.
They do that in like grade school now too, where they're like, really? All right, before you get in eighth grade, this is your book to read.
I was like, not gonna read
if
Fast
I may
Food Nation.
Quote my beautiful, lovely 11-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
whose favorite subject is ELA, which is English.
Yeah,
I said, honey, why is ELA your favorite? She goes, because I don't gotta really learn anything. Boom.
Damn right. You're just reading
just
stuff.
Just reading stuff. And
she can already write.
Yeah, I can write and read.
Do they still make people, do they still make kids do cursive?
No, there's no
really?
Cursive. No. Which I'm fine with. I know there's a bunch of boomers that want it back. But
I mean, you just sign your name and that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I just, it looks prettier. It's the only way I can write. It doesn't, I mean, you've seen my writing. I literally have the writing of a toddler.
And when we did, what did we do? We did that reading series, right? With Nave Law.
Yeah.
That's the last time I read a book.
Yeah.
Like, there's the classic Bill Hicks joke, what are you reading for?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. What are you reading for?
Right? Like, what? For what?
What?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Like, AJ will read a book a week.
Yeah, he likes
like
to read.
Like, AJ was in the paper when we were kids because he read, like, 100 books in a summer or something like that.
Ew, what a nerd.
Right? I know, and I'm like, but why you... We have NBA Jam. Why are you doing that? Like, I can't relate to it. My wife reads probably a book a month.
Yeah.
She reads a ton.
Yeah, I was going to say, my mom reads endless.
Yeah.
Endless. And she's not reading. If I borrow her car, it's, don't touch my tape decker. Make sure you reject it, because she listens to books on tape.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Nerds.
Oh, I guess third grade does teach cursive. All right.
Oh, really?
Maybe they do.
There you go.
Some people do.
Yeah, you guys.
Some of you wake up early to read.
Well, you can do lick your finger and turn the pages. I'll lick my finger and nothing.
I don't know. Like, I
fix my eyebrow.
Like, I'll look at my wife and she'll have that either the Kindle or she'll have a book that she's reading. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't want to like look at Reddit or like funny videos on YouTube?
Just reading the Delish recipes on Delish.com.
It should
reading,
because Jesus, get to the point, Delish.
It takes about 4 to 5 minutes per article just to get to. And here's
how to make the thing.
Here's the thing itself.
Christ.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Huh?
It was a crisp fall afternoon, and my husband and I.
When did you make this? Oh, all right.
But real quick, here's an advertisement, and then here's this, and then before we get to the ingredients list.
Like, that,
I'm just trying to make some chicken wings. Man.
I just want some jalapeno poppers.
Oh no. But no. I'm with Cody. That's all I read now.
And also, yeah, Katie, no. That, yeah, I know cursive. We all learn cursive as a kid. And what I sign my name is not cursive at all.
No, mine is just a big... Whoa, 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 whoa.
I purposely do like a couple little scribbles just so I can... Then I have to dot with the two I's. That way you go, oh, no, look, his last name is...
Uh-huh.
There's the two I's because it looks like I have a Y. For some reason, I do a... At the end of L-I-S-I...
Yeah.
I do like a Y, like a... Woo!
Well, they when I started my business, the whiskey business... When I had to fill out all these forms, they go, okay, so you make sure that your signature is legible because this is a legal document and it needs to have, like, it needed to have a certain amount of letters that match my name.
Yeah.
And I go, what? And they're like, yes, it needs to have my first name, middle initial, and then, like, my last name.
How do you do that? Nicely.
I panicked.
That's like cursive then, right? That's not a signature.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's well, like, yeah, I had to, like, think it out. Because normally my signature is a big J and a scribble.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
I'd do it on a separate piece of paper first, but okay.
I'm like, hold on, let me practice.
See here. Okay. Oh no, damn it, that wasn't.
And she's
weird.
She's like, that has to have your middle initial in it. Okay, because my name is Joshua R. So it's like I gotta have an R in it. And I'm like, I don't freaking know how to make a capital R in cursive. I don't know how to do it.
Is it just like a big Zorro?
I don't know.
R. It's like doing the Z.
Yeah, like resist.
Does that good? I got it.
So like I can do the J scribble.
Yeah.
And I can do my last name with I can do a cursive G if I stop and think about it. But that cursive R.
Dude.
What?
Upper. Yeah. How do you do uppercase G?
Oh, that's easy. I've had to do it my whole life. So
yeah,
I can do it.
How?
You do the big swoopy whoopy.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
You do the watch. Wash my hands.
Look at it. No.
Here's my pen.
I am. I got my pen.
It looks
see?
Like a.
Well, that one's rough. That's hard. The G is hard to do uppercase in cursive.
A cursive G looks like a frog with a flat top haircut. Like, that's how I see it in my head. What? What are you laughing at?
I don't think it is. But
what?
And how I would like to envision your middle name being Rupert.
It's Rupert, yeah. No, my middle name is Dick.
Joshua Rupert?
My middle name is Dick. It's Richard. My social security number is my date of birth.
I like Jay Roop.
Jay Roop.
What up, Jay Roop?
What up, Jay Roop? The big swoopy whoopy. Yeah, that's all it is. That's all I do. I do, like, imagine a big dude, uppercase Z. I can't do an uppercase Z.
No, there is no such thing as an uppercase Z. I don't care what they say. No such thing as Z in cursive at all. Those are two made-up letters at the end.
So for me to be sitting in the Oswego County clerk's office, and they're telling me...
Make it nice.
You... I went into a cold sweat.
Yeah.
I go... I don't know how to do that letter.
I don't know which one that is. I don't know which one that is.
Sir, you're 38 years old.
Will you do it for me? G-R-O.
I don't know how to do the R.
Will you make the V? How do you do a V? Right, let me see.
I still don't know how to do a cursive R.
Z.
Uppercase R.
Uppercase.
Yeah, what Rudo. In
the
holy... Show me what it is.
Holy hell out of whatever...
Because I didn't do it, whatever it is.
Godless, whatever came of that. Come on, that's not a Z. That is not a Z.
I'm not kidding, I've never seen that in my life. In my 39 years on this planet, I've never seen a capital Z.
Motherless demon... sat around and
my eyes have never laid I've never laid eyes upon a capital Z. I don't even know what that is.
Look at these two things.
If you put that on a sign, I would have a stroke because I don't know what that is.
Who invented cursive? I want to go find their nearest living kin and just slap their
Gregory
mouth.
Cursive. The inventor of cursive.
Oh, I'm an idiot. The cursive family. That's my
long
fault.
Storied That's... American history of the cursive family. You know that.
Those are my favorite American girl doll books. Becky Cursive.
Yeah. John and Mabel Cursive. They have a large home up on the St. Lawrence River.
Yep.
They made a lot of money off of it.
Right with pen quills.
Their great-great-grandfather, Gregory Cursive, was the first... to invent it, and he opened up the cursive factories, and the factories were very profitable.
Writing back home.
Good news, family. You can't read this because I've invented a new language based off our last name, and all the school systems are going to take it up.
Yeah, right?
Dip, 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 dip. We've all also got scurvy. Dip, 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 dip,
like,
dip,
how
dip,
did
dip,
cursive
dip.
Even happen? Like, someone was just writing, yeah, but I'm going to write fancy. I can't read it.
Yeah, it was. It was big, some big, stupid, illiterate person back in, like, the old English times going,
no, that's a Z.
Yeah.
That's a definitely a Z.
The cursive like, family.
Z is, it's like this. It's just quick. Like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
That like, looks like a three. Yeah, yeah, no, but he says it's a Z.
No, you've got to swoop and then down and then and make an L and then a G and then make them have sex with each other.
Oh, my God.
It looks like he made a two, but then fell off of it.
Yeah, like, yeah, whoa! Oh, no.
He was writing a two and then slipped off of the table and 22.
So the short story is you should probably learn how to really write your name in cursive if you're ever looking to open a business or do something legal because I panicked with that capital R. I panicked.
It's not even that hard.
Show me it. I don't know how to do it.
I think the capital R is just,
is it just an R? Because that's all I wrote.
Let me see.
I just put an R.
Yeah. Wait.
Capital Q is a two.
Yeah, it's just a regular R. Just
all right,
a regular.
Then I nailed it.
You're good.
And I nailed it.
But the Z though, man. Ugh.
The Z is stupid.
And the dude, again, you've got the other that's just
the
as
G?
Bad.
Yeah, that G makes no sense.
It was like the inventor was a little flamboyant and was like, well, my last name has a G and this has to be extravagant.
When I was a kid.
Or else.
And I was pretty sure I was going to be a gigantic rock star like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
I was practicing my autograph.
Okay.
And I would draw an angry face in the G.
Oh,
so it'd be a big swoopy oopy. And then I'd put the eyes and the mouth.
Because
I'm like, that's punk rock. And people are going to want to know, like, if they got my autograph.
That's how you know. Yeah.
That's how you know.
It's like Brett, with his autograph, has the little dot, 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 dot. And his for his kids.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready.
See, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Ben, my business taxes are the only time I sign my name right all year. I don't haven't even had to pay the business taxes yet. I don't know what I'm doing. I got to practice my signature.
He's just practicing his signature. He'll get to the other stuff later, but for right now,
and it doesn't
practice
help.
Is ours.
I will tell you what doesn't help. Is that I also have a career where people want me to sign things for them, which I never understand why you want my signature, but I'm happy to give it to you.
Yeah.
And that's not my real signature. That's just my big swoopy whoopy.
Well, no, and I always feel bad because I forget. And some people, like poor Sugar Michelle, we sent her that picture of us, but she got my...
Cody Lisi.
My actual name. I just started signing. Yeah. I went, up. That's not like the radio guy there.
Excellent. I do the same thing.
What? What is it?
If you can't do the letter, it curses if you just do it normal.
What?
Like for a Z? I'll just write a Z and then the rest of me, bro.
What?
B-R-A.
Yeah, why
cursive
would I?
Zebra, but regular Z.
I curse the name of the cursive family. Curse the cursive family.
Oh, they could be listening.
People do want me to sign the first 1,000 bottles of this damn whiskey when I release it.
Yeah.
And I'm over. I panicked.
Yeah, so you better start practicing.
But I'll do my swoopy whoopy like signature there.
Can you get like a stamp?
Nah, that's not really personable.
Well, I mean, I don't know for the whiskey bottles, but you know, it's like other things, and then just boom.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Like my official signature can be like a stamp.
Make it like okay, I'll do it nice, and then you never have to write it out again.
Oh,
you
like
just
they
gotta,
do. Like I bet Mr. Levine has a stamp for all of our paychecks.
I was just saying, I bet he's got one with his name. Oh, that with his name is just a stamp.
His signature is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just boom, there's my signature.
But he has a terrible signature. I'm sure he'd be the first to admit it. It's like, it's Ed Levine, but it's like, it's just like an E and then it becomes just a wiggle.
Like, and this is because, you know, it starts with E, it's from Ed. It starts with P, it's from Pam. That's it.
That's all I know, right?
Yep. Then we're good.
Like, and then it's, his is like an E and then it goes into a thing.
Just a little.
You go, okay, well, all right. I guess that's my paycheck. A capital X, get out of here. Get out of here.
It's the X. Let me see.
The X is just an X.
But it's got to be fancy.
Yeah, like it's doing a dance for some reason. The hell out of here.
I'll start here, but finish over yonder.
Adirondack Food and Fuel is the proud sponsor of the K-Rock text line every single morning. Go see them in Frankfurt. Check this out. They sent me a bunch of new deals they got going on right now. So if you're a truck driver, free shower or free overnight parking when you purchase 60 or more gallons of diesel. And you can get a free bag of ice with any 30-pack of beer purchased. Because we're still in some warm weather. You're still going to want that icy cold beer. Plus Utica coffee 10-ounce bags, 2 for $15. Pints of wine ice cream, 2 for $10. Must be 21 to buy, obviously. And all the other great things they got there. It's a beautiful place. Go see them. Frankfurt, Adirondack Food and Fuel.
Nice.
Nice.
I had Gil made honey ice cream. I think he's onto something.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you have that?
2 weeks ago. I just thought of right now when you said the wine
ice
cream.
He was
going to
come visit us. He you mentioned that wanted cake flavored.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream coffee creamer. He's going to put something together for you. Yeah, right.
But the honey one, though, that I think there's something there.
Honey ice cream?
You ever had honey ice cream?
Yeah.
Or even heard of it before?
Mm-hmm.
So.
So 1 in 5 people use their lunch break to eat lunch. I never did. Tell you, I don't get a lunch break here. Like, I'm just done at lunchtime.
Yeah. Well, my thing was that I had to punch when I had lunch times, and they were only half an hour. So in that part of the corporate world, it was asinine to think that people could have, all right, no, go punch out, get your food, go back up, run back down, punch back in. Like, half an hour? You know what I mean?
Like,
so,
I see people
I would
here
rarely eat.
Taking lunch breaks, pretty much everybody but you and I, and I would guess the other morning shows. Although Gomez seems to eat something, and Griffin somehow has 2 meals in
chicken tandoori.
Holy cow.
Ate something.
Cody was ready to vomit with whatever he made yesterday.
I texted Josh when I, on
whatever
the way
you did, Griff.
I couldn't believe it.
Whatever that smell was, man.
Like, you don't have to eat that.
Yeah.
At 8:30, you can have like some tasty oatmeal and some berries.
No, it's the workout guys. I told you. We yelled at Joe about it too. Like, when you've got trainers, like Griff has a trainer right now.
Yeah.
They're always like, you got to eat 100 pounds of eggs.
But
and then you
what?
Put hot sauce on them and then chicken and eggs.
We shouldn't have to suffer.
I don't want to smell it.
I don't give a damn about my physical health.
We said this before. Griff and just Joe are working out so they can be that pristine 1969 Mustang that sits in the garage.
Yeah.
And you hand it down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Cody and I are a couple of 1994 Dodge Neons that we're beating the hell out of, but we're having a damn good time. Damn good time doing it.
Let's see. Either eat egg whites 30 times a day, or let me see this giant box of snack pack and vanilla wafers.
Thank you. And technically, we just eat here in the studio. So really
But he's getting healthy.
If that is your choice to get healthy, God bless you. That's your right to do it. I'm just saying that Cody and I.
But I'm going to huck the microwave off of the bridge.
It stinks. Healthy people have the worst smelling food anywhere. Joe used to have his stinky eggs in here.
Yep.
Griff's making the stinky broccoli in the back there.
Just meats. Just
smoothie. He does his workout stuff too. I don't even know what he's making back there, but it's like a big cooler that he warms up. Smell that.
All right.
Yeah, broccoli, fish, stinky egg water, all microwaved together. It's all you healthy people eating your healthy foods. Eat processed garbage like Cody and I.
Yeah, and take. Well, no, then they also take big, huge,
they
giant,
take big, huge
dumps.
They all take big dumps. Paulie had a hilarious joke. I'll give him credit for that. He said that the hell was that?
Rick Gary's singing a tune.
Paulie said the COVID test when you come to work should be walking in the men's bathroom because if you can smell the horridness, you don't have COVID.
Like,
you've not lost your sense of smell.
Like, there's been bathrooms that stink, but dude, if you've, like, I've walked into that bathroom here and it was just earlier this week. It was like days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad that I couldn't just wash my hands.
Yeah.
Like, I went in just to wash my hands, do my armpit drying thing, and I was like, I can't. It's putrid.
Yeah, I have to sometimes make a, like, if I'm in there just taking a leak,
yeah,
and people walk in, I just say, yeah, I hold my breath, and I just say, this is not me. Whatever this is not me. This is not me. So 1 in 5 people
baffling.
Use their lunch break for an actual lunch break.
What are they else are they doing?
Well, here's the list. And this is all things that I guess I'm not supposed to do.
Walking around holding hands?
Like, they take a walk.
Oh.
I know Smoothie takes a daily walk, trying to get down a couple pounds. Good for him. But I don't. Again, where am I going? Where am I going? I'm going to walk around here?
No, Sam, walk into, like,
where the crackheads just literally took a dump in a bush over there. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go over there.
Hey, the sign, creek walk this way. Also, hobo dump as
hobo
well.
Dumps,
so
yeah, great.
Good luck with that.
That area? They used to dump under our bridge. They've hence moved to the nice creek walk now where they can just take their pants down and dump.
Just right here.
Check social media. Well, that's why I'm doing that all day. Unless Mr. Krabs is listening, and in which case I do not do that all day.
Well,
I
it's
definitely follow rules.
Part of your brand. You gotta.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta.
Take care of life tasks like planning dinner, paying bills.
On lunch?
What kind of jobs do you guys have?
Adult,
that you have
to say,
like,
my mom does that. She's the adult that I know.
I can't, dude.
I've heard of him, like, I'd had my lunch break on the phone trying to pay blah, blah, blah.
I can't go. I could never go back to a job. I can't. Hearing of this,
right?
That I got to make. I can't. You cannot make personal. You cannot do personal banking on my time.
No.
What?
Huh? Why?
What?
Are you nuts?
Yeah, like, I got to wait till my lunch break?
No, hell no. If I'm going to be on hold for 3 hours, which I'm not ever going to be, I would literally just hang up.
Yeah.
You're awake. You are next in 45 minutes. Nope.
No, I'm not.
Not right now.
No,
I'm not. No, thank you.
What do you guys do on your lunch break? You get some of you get an hour, some of you get 30 minutes.
That's criminal to me.
30 minutes?
The fact that I would get half an hour. I mean, everybody there. And then we'd get, well, you get 2 15 minutes.
What are you going to do with a 15-minute break?
Dude, that was like one of the bigger insults that's ever been a thing ever.
But that's like, because I had that at Sears, too. It's like, you get a couple of 15-minute breaks. What does that mean?
Right.
Like, where am I supposed to go? All right, I can go sit in the stock room.
Right, let me go literally, like, oh, thanks there,
I can't,
sir.
I can't go anywhere.
You let me stop for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I get
like,
to stop.
I'm not on the railroad.
Yeah.
Not, you know what I mean? I'm not John Henry.
Digging ditches here. What do you mean?
Yeah, like you can let me.
You got a 15-minute break. I was always like, well, all right. Because at Sears, I would have to, in my lunch break, in my 30,
yeah,
I'd have to try to get down to the food court, get some T-Bell, and get back to Sears and eat in that time.
Ugh. Or the worst was the, did you ever forget? And like, well, when they do like the audits, I've noticed you haven't been taking your breaks.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would always happen. Yeah.
I used to get in so much trouble for that, for not taking, because I'd be like, what's the point?
Sears would just dock you that 30 minutes.
I'd be like, I lose more, like I get behind on my work when I have to stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And literally drop what I'm doing for 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I come back and everything is still all cattywampus everywhere.
Well, they'd be like, well, you didn't take your 30-minute break. And I go, well, it was busy. It was a lot of people. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, we can't pay you for that 30 minutes.
Or,
what do you mean? I was working. What do you mean?
Right. Or the constant times you'd get docked for coming. Well, you didn't take a long enough lunch. You called me back downstairs.
Yeah, right. You you said it got busy.
Or if you, like, you took a long lunch or any of that where you were doing something for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you told me to, hey, come here, help bag for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm on lunch. Hey, you can make it up later. 2 days later. It says on this doc, I need you to sign this. It's just a write-up for taking a long or a short lunch and then no lunch.
Wait, it's weird, man. That world, I can't go back to that world.
Yeah, and those people that have that power love it.
They love it.
Oh, my God.
You took a 20-minute lunch. You should take a 30-minute lunch.
Ah, the best.
Shorter lunch means you can get done working sooner, text line says. Yeah, but that didn't work for me at Sears. Like, I couldn't check out. I couldn't punch out at 4:30 if I didn't take a lunch.
Nope.
I'm still there till 5.
That's what sucked was that I had to work, you know, if I was there from 6 to 2:30
mm-hmm.
or 6 to 3 or 3:30,
yeah.
There's certain, if you go over 6 hours, you had to take a lunch. I was never there for under 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I worked, you know, 7 hours, then I go, all right, cool. I'm about done. you still have to take a lunch. That also used to suck. I would do that until I would get in trouble for that. Like you can't take your lunch at the end of your shift because you could take 23 minutes. That was, if you punch back in 22, you're in trouble. 23 is fine. So I would, at 2 o'clock, be like, all right, it was all day. I'm done. Yeah, I didn't take a lunch. Punch out for lunch, shop or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Put my groceries in the car, come back in, 23 minutes, boom. Lunch is over, punch out, I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
Like, whoa, you can't.
Can't do
you
that.
You got that. From 2:23
right, yeah.
to 2:30, should really maybe be working.
Showgirl Michelle says her old job, the lunch was 17 minutes. Did exactly 17 Jeez. Minutes.
Wow.
Text line. No. I'm reading all your texts coming. We're talking lunch breaks. What do you do during your lunch break? Because most people don't actually eat lunch. They do other things.
Yeah, nobody. Looks like nobody does anything.
We have to take our 30-minute lunch before the six-hour more mark or we get written up. It's a state rule in New York. That's weird.
That sucks,
too. I mean, a lot of you nap. A lot of you are taking naps during your lunch.
See, I couldn't. Yeah, I know a lot of people that'll go in their car, take a nap if they have like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing is that if I had an hour, I would almost
be too. That'd be almost be too.
Yeah,
long.
I'd almost be angrier.
What?
Like an hour?
I still got to sit here for an hour.
Can I go home?
Because you can't go anywhere. You know,
right?
Like even in an hour, like yeah, okay. Well, you're gonna go to like a restaurant or something.
Right. I'm gonna go to McDonald's and.
I work at the post office. We have weird schedules. Some days my lunch is an hour. Some days it's 3 hours. Wow.
Sheesh.
15-minute breaks are for decompression, they claim. Well, so, all right, so stop selling shoes for 15 minutes.
Right.
Trust me, I was never compressed. I never had to decompress from that. I was having a great time.
Yeah.
30 minutes, I scarfed down a Stewart's mac and cheese and smoke a bowl. Nice.
Boom. Sounds good.
Gil says he's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah!
And if he's got more honey ice cream, he's going to bring it to you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's something.
I like jobs
yeah, you
where
do.
You do... I like jobs where you do your job, and then if you're done with your job, you are done for the day.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of you texting in, like, you'll landscape, you'll pick up garbage.
Yeah.
And you have a set list of things to get done that day. And you're like, you know what? I could be done by 2 if I just crank this out. And you crank it out.
Yeah, as opposed to the...
You have to be here in this building from this to this.
And I mean, it was, for the most part, a lot of times you could find stuff to do at like a Wegmans or Price Chopper. You know, I could always clean something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that when you're done.
Yeah.
It especially at like a place like a grocery store where if it's slow and they're
and you nail it, like you got all your stuff stocked.
I'm done. It's clean. There's nothing.
What do they do? Make you do?
Wait.
Oh,
you wait like half an hour. There'll be stuff to stock. Like, okay. All right, okay. I waited half an hour. I restocked the two things that were empty.
I didn't think about you guys, FedEx dudes and UPS dudes. They have to follow DOT rules. So, like, the truck drivers have all those rules where you can't drive any more than a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Work over 6, but under 8, you need a half-hour break. Work over 8, you need an hour.
See, that
everything's been busy. Like, I would imagine, like, so...
That's with us. What they do is that's where we'd get the half an hour and then the 2:15 minutes instead of just giving us, you know,
but like
an
what,
hour.
If you're a truck guy, if you're a truck driver, like, you're in a truck.
They pull over. They make them pull over.
And do what?
I think that, you
just
know...
Just sit there and
yeah.
piddle your putt for an hour?
Have you ever seen that, where they're just randomly pulled over? Just random? I feel like it's
I get
that.
It, because you don't want, obviously, tired drivers ripping down the roads.
But I think that's what it is, that they'll just be like, no, you're done. Something right. goes off, and like, time to pull over.
But if I'm a FedEx guy, and it's Christmas time, and I got a ton of deliveries...
Imagine that? You need to take a break.
You're like, oh, man, if I could just knock this out, I'd be done.
So you just sit there.
Right? Like, if I'd be like, if I can just get all these deliveries done, I'm home by 3.
My one boss, I don't think he would take a lunch for like 2 minutes and then just work through it.
Really?
Always.
All right. We are, we're struggling in Twitch right now. We have to make these Amazon Alexa intros and it's like so damn hard to do. I'm trying to have you guys help us write these things.
We're giving you gold. You just don't like them.
It's without a doubt the hardest thing Boss Lady asks me to do. And that's a pretty good job, then, if that's my hardest thing I got to do. I never know what to say. I'm trying to have Twitch crowdsource these damn things.
Because we've said them already.
Said all the words. I don't have any more thoughts on
I feel like it's not something that should ever... we've done like 20 of these. They should all just be in rotation.
Well, we gotta have new ones. But, gotta have new ones.
But it's but we shouldn't.
But we got to.
But it's not a thing.
But we got.
That's one of those things where in the scheme of things, that's not a thing. We've done them already. There's 20, and they're in rotation. There's not anything that we could do. There's no one sitting around going, son of a bitch, I heard that intro already.
Yeah.
No one is.
There is, and I think it's the owner of the company that hears them.
Yeah, but I don't
think. They sound outdated.
I don't think. How?
I don't know.
There's no possible way.
Somebody help us.
Sound outdated. We don't make them specific.
This is an Amazon Alexa intro. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I got to come up with these.
That's all
She's
going to
be here in an hour. They're due. They were due yesterday.
The Offspring. Ahoy, hoy to you and yours. On a Thursday, this is an Amazon Alexa intro.
What? Speaking of Offspring, do your kids have lunch? Do they get lunch?
Oh, so they have to do it in the room.
I was curious
kind of
about that. How does lunch work? I was wondering.
They do
that.
It in the room, and they all stay 6 feet apart.
But what do they bring them? Food, or do they can't? Do
so
they bring
lunch,
their own? They have to though.
But my son wants to buy now because he's always extra.
Yeah.
So now I think they bring it to the room.
Oh, that sucks, man.
It kind of sucks.
Lunch it was like the it. What about gym?
Can they 10 feet to, apart?
Ten feet apart.
I was kind of upset when I heard how the first day went. Now I don't. Let me say this. I'm optimistic that they can figure it out. It was the first day for everybody. The teachers are figuring this out. The kids are figuring this out. But I really don't want my kids to feel like they're in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do you even do
if you're
in gym?
They're making you stay in the same room with the same kids all day. You're gonna have to quarantine the whole room if one of them gets sick, anyways.
Yeah.
So let them mingle, for the love of God.
And they act like if one kid gets sick, well, we'll just keep it contained to this one room. It'll be okay.
I think that they probably could, to be honest. I think that they probably could.
But is that kid not going throughout the whole school?
No. Not in my school.
Like,
no.
He's not walking the halls and, you know what I mean? Like,
but with your group. So, like.
It's so weird.
It feels very prison-y
to
me.
That's just a prison.
And I don't want my kids to.
No,
they were very sad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the kids are going to start resenting
with
having
how
to go.
First day went. I am again optimistic that it gets better because I feel like yesterday was. I mean, they lost my son at the end of the day. For God's sakes, they sent him to the wrong door.
Yeah, go on.
I stood there for 30 minutes. They didn't know where he was.
See you later.
The first day.
He's out on a jungle gym.
Hi.
This has been great.
So he's all upset.
He's in a food truck.
I know. So I'm hopeful that this figures out. I'm fine. I think all parents would be fine with the kids mingling with their friends in the room that they're in.
Yeah.
Like my two kids, they're in, luckily, they're each in the class with their best friend.
That's
but
good.
They're like at the opposite ends of the room and they have to, like, it's, I don't know. I hope it gets better.
And this sports thing is the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
What is that?
So college can play football.
Yeah.
NFL can play football.
Yeah.
High school kids have to wait till the spring and then choose. They act like these kids that play and girls that play, you know, basketball and football and soccer and stuff. They act like, well, when the spring comes, they'll just be able to just play their sport. All of these freaking kids play two sports.
Yeah.
They literally play football, baseball, punched it into our athletic minds. The second we want to be athletes, coaches and schools have murdered our brains into, well, you play a fall sport. What's your spring sport? What do you mean you don't do
it
in spring?
See, I didn't play sports,
that's
so I don't know.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. If you know that there's, I don't know that.
So you're going to make them choose between
the two sports?
Lacrosse and baseball and track and field and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's asinine. I just don't understand.
I don't know how that works out.
How quick they're just like, nah, football's in the spring. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. That came out yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. And that's just us assuming everything's going to be fine by the spring,
right? Like, but they can practice. They've all been practicing,
right?
They can practice. You all practice. Feel free. Have fun. Practice all day.
Like the night. There's like 95% of those kids playing high school sports. It doesn't really matter. I get it. I feel bad for the kids that were counting on hoping to get some scholarships.
Yeah,
going on to play college ball, maybe pro ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Those kids that are being looked at, you know, by recruiters.
And now wait till spring. But I play baseball.
Yeah, my whole future is kind of hinging on this game I play.
Yeah. Well,
those are the kids I feel bad. I feel bad for all the kids that can't play sports, obviously, because it's a big deal for them.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's stupid. That's
it's weird. It was coming off the first day was a weird day.
Yeah, the it sucks for the kids, but then the older kids, and then the college. That's who I feel the worst for if, like, it's your senior year and either or, you know, high school or college. Like, some that's like the best time of your life, and these kids are getting it's just getting ruined.
It is weird.
But then a lot of them, they're ruining it for themselves. So I can't feel bad for someone like
for
Oneonta, or even I don't know what's going on, what happened with Oswego, but even Oswego, I don't feel bad if you're going to start busting out parties and stupid crap.
That's what's going to happen.
Like, come on, man.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, well.
But to answer your question, yeah, lunch and gym, they're strange. They were strange.
Yeah, I was wondering about how lunch went.
And coaches coach dual sports, too. So how's that possible?
Right? It's the other thing. They make these coaches, they spread them so thin. Nah, we'll figure it out. Come spring. We'll figure it out in the spring.
Yeah, right? We just keep kicking that can, man.
Nah,
let's figure it out spring. Now, all right?
Yeah, how about we worry about it now? That way when it's in the spring, we don't go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Coach so-and-so coaches football, cross-country, and teaches. I wonder what he's going to do. And Jim. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove and Twitch. I work at Oneonta. This outbreak is totally on the kids.
Yeah.
It is. It's up. You got to be grown-ups. You're over 18 now. You're at college. You got to act like an adult.
Yeah.
I know that you want to party, but you just can't right now.
Hold off on the beer pong for
because then look what happens. Now you all have to go home.
Yeah.
And even Oneonta's, like, they're still partying there.
Yeah, that just came out a weekend that they are still.
But
like
the kids aren't leaving.
Nope, they're still dorm parties. Oh, they're everywhere up there.
And like the ones I feel bad for are the kids that had nothing to do with it.
Yep,
like they didn't go to any of these parties.
Right, just
and they're the ones that get sent home.
Right, some kid trying to study whatever in the room next door to the kids all partying. Now he's got or she's got to go home.
Right, they
got
to go home
for no reason.
You spent this whole time trying to get into college. Maybe you're, in my case, I was the first person in my entire family to ever go to college.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, like, you're at college.
And a lot of the, like, would you been able to just, I mean, I had the luxury of, you know, I had a room outside of my house at my mom's. A lot of these kids, when you go away to college, you're gone.
You're gone.
You're gone. So now the parents have to just immediately be like, all right, well, we'll just accept you. Right back into the house.
Remember intern Sabs? Your family moved to Florida.
Right?
So it's like, wait.
So.
What?
what would Sabs do? But then if that happened, she'd have to stay in Florida for like 2 weeks because she'd have to quarantine down there or whatever.
Cluster
and
F, man.
Come back up here.
I know.
And would have to quarantine before I could even go back to school.
I can't.
Oh my God.
My mom flipped my bedroom into a damn. Like,
right?
Office the second the door closed and I left for college.
So after a month, if you would have tried to been like, I gotta come home because we had to play.
It would have been the fold out couch. That would have been it, man.
Yeah.
Or not even because I played beer pong, because some other kid somewhere else played beer pong.
Yeah, because the other one, my roommate went and played beer pong and then came back to the dorm.
They boom, shut bang, the whole boom. School down. So you could have just been some kid who was trying to go to college.
You walked by.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
You walked by the poor kid.
I don't know any of these people. The kids that tested positive are still there. The others that were sent home all said they went. They all said they went to rush parties. Yeah, you gotta be
those were fun
responsible.
Parties.
I never went to a rush party.
Those,
you did?
Those were fun.
It was what the free booze and like what were they?
It was basically the frats and sororities being like, "Yeah, we're gonna charge you up the butt to be our friends, and we're gonna hate your guts if we're not.
Yeah,
but we're gonna try to recruit you. So if you get an invite to these parties, it's free booze.
Cody,
they treat you real well.
This might surprise you.
You did not get.
I was never invited to a single rush party.
It was fun.
Like, what would they like, you were cool enough to get invited and then hopefully
they would
you became
invite,
a member?
They'd invite almost really anybody a lot, but I know. I meant, like, but you, I was going to follow it up with, you had to be out, like.
I was out on my scooter and it didn't see me?
Yeah, see, that's, let me keep going with that.
All right.
Out. Maybe not scooting around because the guy's scooting. Maybe the frat goes, don't give him a flyer. Maybe that's what happened.
Because I'm a narc?
No, I was going to say they probably thought you were too badass and you would slay all the poon.
Well, hold on a second.
They were keeping you away from the poon.
There's
not enough for you and then the rest of the frat.
Every single Wednesday, I would go to the copy center and I would make a stack of flyers for my improv comedy show coming up on Saturday. I would go to every single room on campus. Because like I said, my career's been built on hustle. Ain't nobody out hustles me. And I'd go to every single room on campus, knock on the door, say, improv comedy show this Saturday, hand them a flyer. When I was doing that, why wouldn't they just hand me back a rush flyer?
They'd probably go, let's not invite the improv troupe.
How dare you?
No, I went to one of your guys' show. Hey, you guys were in the Ozone.
Yeah, bro.
I remember the Ozone.
Loved it. I loved it. I just don't understand. If I was already at your room and you have rush flyers, I'm handing you an improv comedy flyer. Why wouldn't you?
They saw you were burdened with all of those. They were like, well, he's getting rid of his. He's not going to have, you want to carry ours around. Mm-hmm. And or they saw you were already busy. Your schedule's
that
full.
That must have been it.
Schedule's full. They went, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh is busy Saturday.
He's already busy Saturday, so why would we bother him?
Spread it to the rest of the Greek life emails if you could. Josh is out. Josh is out.
I was not knocking at the door at 9 a.m. oversight. I would go my Wednesday nights, and I made sure everybody did this because, yes, I was the president
Mug Night
of the improv comedy troupe. That was Mug Night?
Wednesday's Mug Night.
That's why there was never
no one was anybody at the...
Oh, that's why there was no crossover.
No one's answering. I think it was
in
Mug Night.
In my tenure as the president of the Sean Cassidy fan club at Oswego State University...
I was trying to think of his name.
We had the biggest audiences they ever had because I hustled. I went door to door and I handed out flyers. And I made sure everybody under the troop, they handed out flyers too.
I'd imagine almost all of like Hart Hall would probably go.
Why you got to say it like that? Because I know what you're saying.
Nerd.
I know what you're saying, but why do you got to say it like that?
You probably get.
Yes, our audience was primarily Hart Hall.
Hart, Johnson.
Scales was a very big...
I would say Scales would kind of mosey on
over. To the point where we even launched. We launched a residence hall tour where we would go from residence hall to residence hall.
You would make poor RAs drag a group of you're one of those people like,
I didn't make anybody do anything.
Hey guys, down in the lounge,
10 minutes.
It's 7. We're going to have the comedy troupe. If you guys could come out, we're going to do a floor building exercise. Dick.
And it was never your people. It was never, no. When we did the shows in your residence halls, nobody ever came.
In Seneca?
Yeah.
No, I'd imagine not.
Over on New Campus, everybody was out partying.
The very few times we'd be down, like not in the fish bowls, but like the down, like the
basement,
lobby.
Right?
Thing.
It was in the basement?
Yeah. We had cool stuff down there in Seneca. Like we had big ass pool tables and foosball tables and
you
stuff.
You did? Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
You guys are out partying. Damn it.
Yeah, Hart Hall.
Dude, Hart Hall at Oswego.
That was the only place on campus where they were weary of other people on campus.
Yeah, like you could go into any residence hall except Hart Hall, which was weird.
Yeah, we were still at that era where
you don't need to card in anything.
Yeah, you could just like
unless it was like after midnight, they're like, wait, who are you?
Yeah, and you could like
but
if
we had a side door.
Yeah, you show. With that side door, you just put a little thing there. Hart Hall was
on prop.
Because that was the smart people and the international students. And then, like, rooms with, like, one Asian girl and then another Asian girl where one would speak English and one wouldn't. And if you wanted to, like, you know, talk to one of them, you'd have to ask one things about the other one. And then she would ask that one and then say, hey, can he do these things? Or can... Never mind. Let's go.
Yeah. Hart Hall, man. Hart Hall. I fell in love with a girl in Hart Hall. Didn't work out.
Oh, no.
Nope. She never even kissed me.
What was the one... No, it wasn't Hart Hall. Mm. What was one next to Hart?
It was Fennell and Hart. Fennell, Cooper was Dining it, Hall and Hart.
Was Fennell? Was that that?
That's where I lived, yes.
You were in that one? Oh, I always thought you were on the other, like, by Johnson and stuff.
No!
Oh, you were just right there?
In the two towers.
Right next to the fountain?
Yes!
Oh!
My window faced the fountain. I would watch it get soaped every weekend. People dumping Tide in that thing. They had to take the damn thing out.
Yeah, they did. They had to stop because people were just like, is that fountain just water right now?
But the Hart Hall card thing sucked because you couldn't cut on snowy days.
No, you could not.
You couldn't cut through it.
You could get down
to Cooper and then you could keep going into Hart. Nobody knows how we're talking about right now.
But that's okay.
I had a conversation
all the way over on the other side of the... Okay, you were
right
there. No, that used to suck. Yeah, you could not just venture through because Hart Hall would, boom, stop it.
Oh man. Because it was the nicest dorm.
Do you live here?
They just redid it. Everything was brand new. It was beautiful. Wicked smart people were there.
Yeah.
That was like the protected residence hall.
It really was.
The rest of us were just hooligans wandering around.
Yeah, I stayed in your dorm for the thing when you're not even a freshman yet.
Oh, yeah, like the sleep, like you come on the summer and you do your sleepover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I had a room to myself because my person never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
They showed up?
They stumbled in hammered.
Same with me.
And I was like, what's up, man?
Same with
and
me,
they were
man.
Like, yeah, it was parties and stuff.
Yeah,
I
same
didn't
with
do
my
any
guy.
Of the orientation. Like,
yeah, same with my guy.
Oh, you're definitely going to make it real far here.
I got it. I showed up at Oswego for that thing.
Yeah.
And they give you a room, and the guy was there, like the guy that I met.
Yeah.
And then the evening activities ended, and I obviously went back to my room.
Yeah.
Opened Dennis Miller's Guide to Joke Writing and got in bed.
Well, yeah.
He took off, and then he came back and...
Oh, see, I never saw him.
Yeah.
He
just showed up for the first time at 3 a.m.
Yes, yeah, with a bag and everything. There was no other person there the entire time until 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, if you're going to party this hard at orientation.
That's what I, yeah, in my head I was like, wow, you ain't going to make
like,
it.
What's going to happen with
right?
you, dog?
Good luck.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, I saw him, like my freshman year, I saw him. I don't think I ever saw him again.
No, it's
he was
same.
Like a transferred somewhere.
Yeah, I remember seeing him like first or second semester and then him saying like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be hanging here much longer. One of those was like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You couldn't even make it through literally not night one.
Yeah. Negative night one.
Yeah, you didn't even make it to the first set of things they asked us to do.
Yep. Yeah, the Hart Hall used to be called the hotel. That was nice. That was a place, man. That was a hang. I loved that. All right, anyways. And that was the same building I won second place in the pool tournament. So,
I mean, bing, bang, boom.
So, I mean, I know one second place isn't technically a thing, but I did. Guys, I kicked ass at college. I don't know what you're
going to... Second place, it was just lining you up for your bowling interactions there.
Bitch. Why do you got to cut me so deep? did Taco Bell delete, like, get rid of more items?
Got rid of my Mexican pizza, I know that.
But then I saw somebody posting yesterday, like...
Now what? Now what?
I don't know what's left to do, man.
Let me see. Taco Bell removes items...
Did it stop at your Mexican pizza?
Seems
like every week they're yanking stuff.
July 31st, 7 days. All right, so here's 6 days ago.
That was your Mexican pizza, right?
All right, so let's see. Yeah, I think that was the Mexican pizza one. I don't have anything newer.
All right.
Yeah, starting Mexican 5th. Starting November 5th, Mexican pizza, pico de gallo, and shredded chicken to be removed. And ham bone like the shredded chicken.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch,
well,
man.
Come on. So I started reading about this. Like, somebody in Reddit was talking about it. And then, like, a Taco Bell manager started commenting that they do this because they're trying, like, they want just the fastest service.
Mm.
So they don't really, if an item takes too long to make, yank it.
I can see the Mexican pizza.
Takes a while.
But cheesy fiesta potatoes is literally potatoes, cheese, sour cream.
Yeah, maybe those weren't selling. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
What else is gone?
I'm trying to see. They're adding a couple things.
Ooh,
they're adding a chicken chipotle melt. Oh, and they're bringing the green sauce will be
regionally. Nice. That's
nice. The green sauce was good. But that doesn't make up for removing, like, I only order like 5 of Taco Bell's items, mm-hmm. and they took off 2 of them, you know?
Bring back that triple steak stacker, man. That thing was the bomb.
They're just getting rid of everything. Let me see. Let me go to news.
Yeah, Hambone's heartbroken over a shredded chicken burrito.
Yeah,
and the green sauce. Ira's stoked about that.
Yeah, I'm seeing only that. That's the latest has been that. But they say you can still make some of these things through customizing on the app.
But, so now I got to build it myself?
Right, yeah. I'm not building a 7-layer burrito, and it'll be $9
and
to
then
Taco
I gotta,
Bell.
Like, and then I got to hope that Taco Bell employee doesn't get pissed off that I made him do that.
Hope to God that guy doesn't see it and go... Yeah, right. You're getting a...
Yeah, right.
Cheesy nothing.
Wow. So, 313-364-109-KROCK. Text line.
That's your phone number.
Presented by Adirondack Food and Fuel. I loved reading this story yesterday. Who put this out? Was this the Times? Yeah, New York Times put this out yesterday.
Oh, I thought you meant like Morris Day and the...
Morris Day and the Time?
Yeah.
No, there's been a boom in guitar sales, which I am stoked about. Because guitars were going the way of the buffalo there, Cody. As we...
Did And now they've been...
Now they've been resurrected.
Yeah, brought back into nature through a protected program.
Gibson was on the brink of bankruptcy. And I think if my whiskey business really hits, I think I'm going to treat myself to a nice guitar.
Going to get a guitar?
I've got cheaper guitars. I've never bought a nice guitar.
Oh, well, didn't you have one?
I did. I had to sell it because my son broke a TV with a baseball. That's another story.
That's not funny. I can't help.
But due to the pandemic, guitar sales have gone up, which is great news. Because we were in the time of, you know, electronic music and hip-hop and all that. Yeah. Nobody was playing guitar anymore.
That's cool. People are just kind of staying home. And
I think people are just sitting around the house and they're like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. I want to play guitar. Okay, sure.
Because that's why you get chicks.
Nope. Inaccurate.
No, what if you learn Oasis?
And... Nope. Mm. Nope.
Damn it.
People have been on TV and social media, and they like to show off their guitars, so that has been a big thing, too.
I've noticed that in a lot of the Twitch things randomly that I'll watch. If they're a musician at all, then all their guitars are hanging behind them.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, they like to show them off.
Yeah. They're expensive.
They are. It's an investment, man. Yeah. It's an investment, and you don't want to... And then I'm all about, like, I don't know, I haven't made this pitch to my wife yet. I think I got to get, like, an electronic drum set or something.
Well, what holiday's coming up for her?
No! For me!
Why don't you master a floor drum first, and then...
I'm pretty good at the floor drum.
Yeah, not bad?
Yeah. But I want to, like, sit there and, like I want to see if I can play a drum set.
Do it.
I probably can't. I can't do the foot and the hand thing. I've told you that. I can't do that.
You want me to... I'll give you the Guitar Hero setup, and you can practice on those drums.
No, I want, like, a real one. I want one that sounds real and sounds big.
Well, if it's an electronic one... You won't be able to tell right away. Because she ain't going to let you hook it up. You can play it all day.
And it's just going to sound like...
Yeah.
Like nothing.
You're really going to put that on your poor wife. She's going to come home every day of school, come into the house, and she's just going to, first thing, open the door and hear just...
It's been a long day.
Hey Josh. Josh, did you pick up the... What's for dinner? Did you... The chicken in the freezer? Josh. Where are the kids?
Josh! Oh, and forget about when I'm hammered.
Yeah,
like me, like you're being sympathetic.
No. Temp. What song am I playing?
You're being very sympathetic, saying that she's gonna come home from work and I'm doing that. Think more. Everyone has gone to bed. It's 10:45 at night.
You know, you just slowly hear...
I'm half a bottle of JMO down. What's the big deal? I closed my door.
Oh, sorry.
What's the big deal?
Am I being loud?
Bag of shredded cheese on the floor, Tom.
Wait. Watch.
Let's just...
Honey, watch. You take the cheese and put it on the drum.
It jumps around and dances.
And you're trying to eat it while you're doing it.
Yep. Honey, I think I'm getting pretty good.
What song am I playing?
Pretty good. You know it.
Hey, kids! Kids, wake up! What song is Daddy playing?
Yeah, right. And you, text line is calling me out right now. You know that I don't ever do anything like halfway. So I invest in like the Neil Peart setup where it's like 30 drums around me. And the only room in the house big enough for it's the living room. So I put a dead square in the living room. What the hell is this? Is this? It's our ticket out, baby.
She comes home and you're pushing the sectional into the kitchen. I'm in a room.
Baseball, baby!
What am I playing? What am I playing?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
That right there is what I can see you doing the whole time. Just
with my tongue out. That would be me, man. Absolutely. Poor woman.
Well, hopefully they let you play him in your apartment.
All right, Cody Mack, for your leftovers today.
Just today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Why? Why?
Because it's Friday. We can't come back in.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow, guys. We're back on Fridays.
Hey, we're here.
In what is a terrifying story. Okay. I'm not going to blow up my cousin's spot. But he had this fear as a kid.
What?
Snakes being in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I see a story that I'm like, man, come on. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it a teenager.
Happens all the time down in.
Was in Thailand, of course, because yep. I don't think they even have like plumbing.
Yep.
Right?
In those countries and in like Florida and in the South, all the time. All the time.
Sat on the toilet to drop a deuce.
Oh, no. His testicles.
Tip of his penis.
Even worse!
It bit onto the tip of his penis.
No. Ow.
Four foot python with its jaws clamped around the tip of his penis.
They have this! Yes. They have the two big teeth!
Woo! He howled in terror.
On the throat, yeah.
And rushed out with his pants around his ankles. They called for EMTs.
Was it still attached? Or did it just like...
It was hanging there. It was hanging off of it.
Yeah, sorry tomorrow. Be excellent.
Don't tell me there's snakes in toilets. I can't live like that. I can't.
Like, that's a universal guy thing, right? Like, everyone's wiener hurts right
now. It always hurts, right. Yeah, we all feel it. Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, well, speaking of four-foot pythons, I'll tell you what. This next guy coming up.
Every time.
This next guy is coming up, gonna pound you. Into oblivion.
He'll hang off the tip.
Hang right off the tip. You're gonna wish for more of it.
You don't want these fangs biting deep into you.
Be excellent to each other.